Welcome to the Geocaching Down Under podcast. This week we have our special guest, Jax Team, also known as Sheridan. Welcome, Sheridan, to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
You are very welcome. Okay, so basically we've got you on the show this month to talk about the Queensland Mega. When is it?
It is being held in over the Easter long weekend. So we're sort of doing a light kickoff on Friday the 2nd of April, and then we're finishing up on Monday the 5th of April.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, how do people get to the location, and where is the location?
So Daybro is a small country town. It's about 40 kilometres just to the northwest of Brisbane. There's major roads going in there. Even though we say country town, it's like urban country town. So it's really easy to get to. It's well signposted. You know, you'll have no trouble getting there.
Does Daybro have a train station?
Unfortunately not. So it is a bit of a car thing. You do have to have a car or a bike or, yeah, no, unfortunately no train or buses go out that way.
Not a worry. Now, just out of interest, how did the committee come to pick Daybro as the location?
I think, you know, what we sort of thought about is if we're going to be holding something that we're organising, we wanted it to be nice and close to where we are and close to Brisbane as well. Daybro, like I said before, it's a beautiful country town. We already have three big geo-arts out there, and it's just great. It's lovely and local. You can get to Brisbane City, you can get to the Gold Coast, you can get to the Sunshine Coast. So no matter what type of caching you like, there's something really close. There's mountains, there's rivers, a bit of everything.
So it's sort of in between a few major areas like the Sunshine Coast and Brisbane and things like that.
Yeah. All relatively close.
Yeah, that's great, but not right in town.
No.
So in terms of accommodation for people who'd like to attend the event, what are their options?
Okay, so we have booked we have exclusive booking over the showground. So obviously we're offering all the camping sites. There's 15 amp, 10 amp, and, of course, unpowered camping at the showgrounds. And then if you're not sort of into that, you know, we're not too far, like I said, away from where you could find some hotels and motels. I know people have booked already some Airbnbs, bed and breakfasts. So it really is about looking what's out in the area. But there is, you know, accommodation available if you're looking for it.
Yeah, I know there is quite a few Airbnbs out that way that really aren't that far from town. So short drive. You'd want to get in quick, though.
I know a little group from Canberra, they booked last year after we announced, so they were getting in nice and early.
That's great. They definitely got their spot then.
Yeah.
Now, I know it has been a while since Queensland had a mega. Mm-hmm. How did it come up again that you wanted to host another one, or was that the intention, or was it just to host an event?
No, we're a brand new sort of committee for this. But basically, you know, as all geocachers, when you go to events, you hang around with your mates and you talk about after. And my friends and I, we travel to the big events, to all the big megas. And we were talking about past ones we'd been to, the upcoming ones that we had plans to. And we were sort of, going, oh, kind of wish Queensland had a mega, because none of us were really caching when Stanthorpe was on. And I think it comes to that sort of point where you sort of go, well, someone needs to organise it. Maybe we should give it a shot. And that's where we are.
Right, okay. So a few got together and decided we needed a big event.
Well, we approached the previous committee and asked them if they had any, thoughts about doing another one. Then if they didn't, would they mind if we gave it a crack? And they gave us their blessing. So,
here we come. They're a pretty generous community, the geocachers. You know, like they'll encourage others to have a go.
Yeah. Oh no, fantastic. They've been a really good help. They've given us some advice. Some previous committee members are coming and doing our trivia, hosting our trivia as guests. So, yeah, they've been great. The whole community has been great with getting this up.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. What would your advice be if someone was new to geocaching, had never been to an event before? What could they expect from an event?
A mega event is a little bit different to a normal event. So if you're coming to this one as your first one, well done, and be prepared just to meet a whole range of people who are passionate about geocaching, who can give you the wealth of knowledge, maybe too much to start with. They'll talk to you about great caches to do and plans to make. But basically, you know, it's a good way to connect with other people and to meet people from all over Australia to sort of go, you know, this is not just something that's small. It is something that you can do everywhere. Like if you travel, you can go and cache down there. You can meet people at their local events. It's just a really good way to get into it and speak to other people and, you know, get some ideas.
The community and be social and, as you say, learn about the sport that we play.
Yeah.
Get some tips and tricks and what to do. And even if you're not sure, you could just get talking to someone and join in with them and they can show you the ropes essentially.
Yeah. I mean, I found that caches are good. Like when you ask a question, there'll always be someone who's happy to help or, you know, someone to take you out maybe for the first time to show you the ropes. I think that's one of the best things about going to an event is, you know, if you put yourself out there a little bit, people will come and sort of help where they can.
Yeah, so to all those newbies out there who have never been to an event or even a mega, don't be scared. We won't bite.
No, we definitely don't bite.
Especially not in Queensland. We're also chilled and laid back in Queensland.
We are very chill here.
I can say that because I'm originally from Queensland.
Ah, see, you know.
I know. Oh, dear. So for people who are new and also experienced, I know you've got quite a lot of activities planned for the Saturday, Sunday and even the Monday. What sort of things do you have planned for the Friday? I know you said it's a bit of a light opening day.
Yeah, so Friday we're sort of calling it a bit of our soft opening. So obviously it's Easter Friday. So this is a day we're sort of thinking people will be arriving into it. We're hoping that our friends down on the South Australian Mega Committee will be hosting an event. But, yeah, sort of a soft one, maybe a dinner sort of thing. Saturday is when we really are kicking it off with our opening ceremony. We've got a few seminars sort of planned. And then Saturday night is our trivia event night. And like I said before, we're having Net88 and Captain Terror do the hosting of that event. So that should be pretty awesome. Sunday we've got, first of all, kicking it off with East Egg Hunt for the kids, some more kids' games. Signal the Frog will be there, disguised as a bunny. We're also having a Tropical party night on Sunday night. And then Friday.
For those who don't know.
Well, we have a mascot. He is an ammo can man. He was actually designed for us by Cully Long, who did the How to Puzzle Cache book. And we sort of asked him if, you know, he could do us a bit of a drawing of a man, and he came back with Cal. So we've called him Cal because he's an ammunition can caliber. Yes. So, of course, we're having the Tropical party.
Well, that sounds like it's going to be fun.
Yeah, hopefully, dressing up, you know.
So just before you mentioned that there's going to be seminars, what are they for? What are they about?
Okay, so Friday night we're kicking it off with Kitty Catch is going to come and present Cache Tour to us. That's a bit of a thing that can help plan a trip. So we thought that might be good for Friday night so you can have a bit of a practice over the weekend.
Yes.
I'm very eager to go to that one. I can't wait because I, you know, I like to do road trips, so this is going to be handy for me. We've also got Mr. Coffees, and he is going to come and do a seminar on photography. And he also is, he does droning. So he's going to do a little presentation on droning as well. Mm-hmm. And then we've got someone doing a beginner puzzle seminar and a meet the reviewers session.
Oh, okay. That should be interesting. If anyone's got any questions about how to hide a cache or things like that, ask a reviewer.
Yep.
Pick up some tips and tricks. That'd be great. Okay, Sheridan, so is there going to be any Adventure Labs released for this mega?
Yes, we've been lucky enough that headquarters have actually awarded us 50 Adventure Labs for the mega event. Yeah, it's going to be great. So we are planning to try to use them all because why wouldn't you? So we've got in mind a bit of a gadget cache trail. So we're currently building some little gadget labs that we're going to have around the showgrounds. They'll be available for the 4 days and then we will close them off. And then depending on how they are, we might try to put them out into the wild as regular caches. And just some local history adventure labs and probably some sort of, you know, like touristy kind of spots as well around Brisbane. And we'll have an adventure lab as well to orientate yourself to the showgrounds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you can see where everything is and, where's the camp laundry, where's the camp kitchen, you know, where's the path tags going to be.
That's a clever way to integrate the information sessions with an adventure lab. Clever.
Yeah, that's what I think. It's like a little, it's like a tour guide.
Yeah. So I hear also that you're going to be releasing some geo art for the event as well.
Yes, we've managed to squish some in. Like I mentioned earlier, Deborah already has 3 big geo arts. We already have Orange Crew have got a Geosaurus out there and a We Love Geo heart, and then 4&O have a Pac-Man. So we've managed to squeeze in our own 61-piece geo art a bit further down. So hopefully that's coming out this month. And then just alongside of it, a little to the right, we have a challenge cache geo art coming as well.
That's great. All right, so the geo art, is that going to be made up entirely of mysteries or a bit of a combination of letterbook caches as well?
No, the geo art will just be mysteries, but we also are planning, fingers crossed, I've got the letterboxes downstairs. We're going to have a letterbox trail as well.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. So have you lined someone up to maintain the geo art when the event is over so it stays there?
Well, a lot of us actually live somewhat local. I'm about 20 minutes, 25 minutes from Debra, so that'll, you know, fall to some of us locals to go out and do that.
That's great. So if people can't make it on Easter weekend, they could potentially plan a trip and get up there and still.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, before also, you did mention about the trivia night. I believe you said it was the Saturday night.
Yes, it is.
How can people join in and what do they need to do?
Okay. So our trivia event actually has its own event cache page and number.
So people need to log.
Yeah, so you go in there, your logger will attend, and then we have a form down there where you can register your team. So we're sort of asking for teams, you know, up to 6 per table, and then if you can't quite make a team of 6, we're asking if you're happy for, you know, the people who are coming just as a duo or a single, if you'd be happy that they join your table.
Great, okay. That's also another great way to meet other people too.
Yeah, I think it'd be nice to sit there and sort of have a natter about what we know about geocaching and other trivia as well.
That's right. You could find a kindred spirit.
Certainly could.
Now, I also see on this tentative schedule that you've got some partag swap days. Now, I believe there's two of those, one on the Saturday, one on the Monday.
Yep.
People new to partags, are they able to attend that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, maybe you've lucky to, enough to have found a path tag or something like that. But generally people who have their own path tags, they will sort of get together and trade them with each other. And some people may have particularly made one for this event. And there's always lots of people who want to trade for event-specific path tags, but just generally have a good trade and a good look through each other's collections as well and sort of go, oh, I want that one, or, oh, I'm after that.
Yes, yes, there is some shiny ones there that can catch your eye.
Yeah.
So if this is someone's first time trading at a partag swap, is partags all they need to bring to the swapping event?
Yeah, all you need to do is come down, bring your path tags. It's always good to hold on to your little bag of path tags. So, you know, if you're a little bit shy, people will probably come up to you and go, oh, have you got tags to swap? So it's a really kind of informal tag swapping. You know, you walk around, you see what other people have, and you just initiate a trade sort of verbally. There's no formal process to it. It's all just chat and trade. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I know the event does have some merchandise for sale. Can you talk us through what is available and when people can get it and where they can get it?
We have our own online web shop. It's open now, so you can buy sorts of things now. We've just recently added some new merchandise. We work with Black Cat Creations, and she came to us with a few new designs of items that she could do for us as one-off orders. So we've actually just added, we've got a standard sort of event polo shirt, and then she's just sort of given us a new cowl T-shirt, and we've got some hats and some bags that you can drink bottles as well. And then, of course, in our shop we've also got our event path tags. We've got three in a set, and then we've got our geo coins as well. But particularly if you're after geo coins, I would be very quick because they have almost all sold out. So I would definitely head into there and get some of those.
Yes, I know the coins, they do sell out fast from previous experience. So Sheridan, I know at most events they have a volunteer set up. So that is anybody who's attending the event can volunteer and help out the community in running of certain things, events and whatnot. Could you talk us through volunteers and how someone could put their name forward?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, one of the overwhelming responses or questions that we've been asked when we've been out to local events is, where can we sign up to help and when are you asking for volunteers? So we've actually just announced that in our most recent web post. We've got a form there where people can sign into that and then log and nominate what sort of role that they might like to volunteer for. There's a variety of things there, from helping to hide some Easter eggs, from maybe, you know, being on call cache maintenance, you know, a lot of different jobs. So if you're interested in volunteering, which would be fantastic for us because Omega is a huge event to try to sort of get around to everything, please go onto our website, which is cachequeensland.com, check out our latest post and then click in and sign up on that volunteer form.
So people can have a look and see what days you need help and with
yeah,
what.
We have a few specific jobs already listed that we're definitely know that, yes, we're looking for that. And then for people who are not really sure what they want to do but they might just want to be on call or just sort of help out where possible, you can also just sort of say, look, I'm around, what have you got sort of thing.
Yeah. Now, I know you've listed food also in this latest release announcement. What are the options for people food at the event?
So we're working with our local Country Women's Association and we're very pleased to have them on board. They are doing a prepaid only breakfast over the 3 days. Like I just mentioned, it is prepaid only, so you can buy those through the shop. They will be serving breakfast from 6:30 to 8:30 every morning with three different options, two takeaways, like your bacon and egg burger, a continental breakfast, and then there's like the full breakfast, which is like your toast and your cereal and your fruit and your bacon and your eggs and your tomatoes as a sit-down option. So that's breakfast sorted, prepaid through the shop.
Okay, so that pre-purchase breakfast idea, that seems like a really good idea.
Yeah, we're really happy to be working with the CWA, and all the proceeds from the pre-purchase of the breakfast go directly to them so they can help work with their local projects and the things that they're passionate about for their local area. So we are hoping that people really get behind this and get on and pre-purchase those breakfasts so that the ladies can, you know, plan their volunteers and their purchasing of products to maximise the benefit to them and their local community. And then we've organised a coffee van as well, that all-important coffee to get us started for the day. So that will be there the three mornings as well. And then we're just in negotiations with a few food trucks for our two big sort of event nights, our Saturday and Sunday. So, but we'll have food trucks on site as well, so people can grab dinner while they're, you know, attending the trivia or attending the Tropicana party.
Right. Okay. So it's just the breakfast that's prepaid. So if you don't prepay for the breakfast, you'll need to go off site.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. But you'll potentially have some food trucks there for lunches and dinners.
For dinners.
Dinners. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. People will probably be out and about exploring and be able to get lunch.
Yeah, that's what we kind of figure. They'll be out in the local areas doing all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe they've gone up to the Sunshine Coast to go kayaking up there. So, you know, dropping some tourist dollars up at the Sunshine Coast.
Yes, yes. Well, that reminds me. You'd be releasing a little bit of an overview of the area for people who are not from the area?
Yeah, if you troll back through our website, you'll find some really good posts with some all the links to the cache codes and pages and everything.
Oh, great. Okay, so if someone wanted a bit of a explore of the local area, there's some information there for them.
Absolutely, yeah.
Great. Now, this is over the Easter long weekend, so I presume you did mention before an Easter egg hunt. Is that all that you'll be having there for the children, or is there other things to keep them entertained?
Oh, no. We have some fun and games. We have a little fun and games committee. So they are looking at organising some really good games, not only for the kids, maybe some for the adults as well to get in and just play and have a bit of a good time.
Be a big child?
Yeah, of course, be a big child.
That's why we're here. So, Sheridan, I know that this past year has been quite challenging with the coronavirus. Did the COVID change any of the plans that the mega committee were hoping to get underway?
It's an interesting question because, of course, we can't compare it to organising a big event without a global pandemic. It certainly added to the drama of trying to plan something, the whole, you know, can we do it, can't we do it, are the borders open, are the border closed, what's happening this week, what's happening next week. And I think, you know, behind the scenes, we've always sort of kept it in our mind, but we've pushed ahead with planning sort of, you know, with the hope that everything will be sort of okay. We came to a bit of a point where we actually had to start to order some things and to fork out some money. And I think, yeah, we sort of went, okay, let's just push on like it's going to go ahead, and that's what we did. And, you know, here we are now, we're 8 weeks out. All of the borders except for WA, I think, are open at the moment. So it really is a good fingers crossed. But it's certainly definitely come with its challenges, particularly in terms of any kind of fundraising, because, of course, there's just been no opportunities to fundraise. You know, the local governments, all their money is tied up in other things as well. So, you know, in terms of that side of thing, it's been quite a challenge. I'm not going to say that lightly, but we're here and we're going ahead. So
have you had any feedback from any of the caches that this is something for them to look forward to plan to come to get out of the COVID blues?
I think that's been a little bit of a driving thing. Everybody's so hopeful and, you know, hopefully we're going to get there just on the goodwill of all the caches. But it certainly will be nice to get together as a big group again. I know, you know, we've had our events on and off over the year and, you know, we've got events on at the moment and it's good to be able to catch up with people and to have that chat. Oh, what are you doing? What are your plans? This is, you know, getting everybody together. It's going to be a really good thing because, I mean, I don't know about you, but I certainly missed attending big events in 2020.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be the first major event since 2019.
Yeah, which is exciting and kind of scary at the same time. But
That's right.
But I'm on Queensland.
Yeah. Well, Queensland has been pretty good through the whole thing. So if it was going to be anywhere, I think Queensland's a good spot for it to be.
True. I'll agree with that.
All right, so just wrapping up a little bit here, if people want to stay on top and up to date with the announcements, where can they go?
We have a website. It's cacheqld.com. We are pretty regular posting there. We've just posted a big one over the weekend with all of the sort of the details about what's happening up to now, but that's sort of where we'll post things. We also have the usual sort of Facebook groups and all of those sort of things, but definitely the website is the place to sort of go and be able to read on things.
And I believe you have a newsletter as well, is that right?
That's part of it. So we post it up there, so.
Right. So if anyone has any questions, can they contact the committee?
Absolutely. And people have, and we welcome that. It's just send an email to admin@cacheqld.com.
So admin@cacheqld.com.
.com, yeah.
Lovely. Well, thank you very much, Sheridan, for coming on the podcast today. We really appreciate all of your input and all of that info. If anyone's got any questions, as you say, contact you guys through the email address, which is
admin@cacheqld.com.
That's perfect. Awesome. Well, very best wishes for the event to you, the committee, everyone. I hope they enjoy. And enjoy.
We will. Thank you.